You are now entering the prism.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of Chill Prison Podcast. We're back in the seat with Ben and Russ. How are you?
I live in a camper.
I like how the one day you move into a trailer, a tornado strikes.
Wait, we had a tornado?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I didn't know about that. I knew the wind.
I was waiting for you to tell me like this, the tales. Like, of course, the stink is so long lasting. But like, the day you move into a trailer, a tornado strikes.
Our first night there was very windy, but I thought I was looking at the news, but I guess I wasn't paying that close of attention because like it was just saying really high winds.
That would make sense.
And even since then, like I've had like the wind has given me nightmares. Like, ooh. It's been so windy that I've woken up screaming because I'm dreaming about somebody breaking into the camper and shit. And we've only lived there for a week.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
You know, I found out something really scary and I kind of want to tell you.
It's what we're here for.
The key.
What does that mean?
I think it's.
Oh, it's a model of key?
Yeah,
so I'll bleep it out because it's the one that gets into all campers?
Yeah,
okay,
it's that key that gets into almost every single camper.
My camper has been rekeyed, by the way.
Good, because I was going to tell you, do it.
But I'll also bleep that out so we don't have a bunch of fucking poor people getting robbed.
You know what? If someone's going to break into campers, they already know this information, I'm pretty sure.
If somebody's breaking into campers, they need it.
What's really shitty is the idea that I go to one of those cool camping resorts where they have like the showers on site, but you're also kind of in the middle of the woods, but there's also a body of water around you, and there are RV hookups. What's uncomfortable is knowing that the Johnsons, two trailers over, that are getting drunk, could accidentally stumble into my home.
No, what's gross is, bro, so my ex-girlfriend had a, and I didn't know this at the time, and we had broken up since then, but I was camping with my parents, and we're at this campsite, and obviously I'm talking with my ex-girlfriend, because I'm me at 17, and I find out that her camper is like, 2 or 3 spots away from mine.
Fuck yeah.
They're not staying there. Their camper's parked there year round.
So they just like rent it for
yes.
the year. They
have a full on fucking flower bed and like a deck attached to their fucking camper. It's a trailer home at that point. Like it's not, and it has a hitch on it. That's the only thing that makes it not a camper.
That's sick as fuck.
It's fucking ridiculous. I was so pissed when I found that out. I was like, wait, you guys do, we date, I'm poor.
But I'm a poor.
You can't, you play me for this long?
Like, what's your end game? Is Ashton Kutcher about to jump out of that bush?
Oh, I was so fucking mad when I found that out. I was like, this is the
longest, most high budget episode of
like,
Punk'd.
There is a thing that maybe half of you feel, half of you being Ben feels, which is it's not white privilege. It exists, but white people don't feel it. We just use it. It's white shame. And it's when other whites out-white you and you go, Jesus Christ, we can be that bad. Because, like, it's not intentional when other whites are just better white than you are. And you just go, you like, try to look to the nearest black guy and go, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Like, we do this to you every day.
It gets whiter than you. No matter how white you are, it gets whiter. And that's the worst part of being here in the United States of the world is there are worse whites than you. There always will be. It just is what it is.
Delicious. Cue El Reno.
Fuck that place.
How was it?
It went by very quickly. I knew where I was going, so I didn't have a problem getting there. but fucking driving from there to here, because I went there from Piedmont, so it's like basically highway to one city street courthouse. I went to go because we're so white, me and my wife, that we lost our marriage license within 2 weeks of getting married. So we had to get a certified copy because we're trying to get her on my health insurance. And it was a whole rigmarole. So we went to the courthouse to get a certified copy. And it's in this place that you've heard me talk about called El Reno, Oklahoma, also known as the asshole of Oklahoma, also known as the armpit of Oklahoma, also known as the only place you can get AIDS in Oklahoma.
It's just one pocket. It's all there.
And so coming here from there, so going to the worst part of Oklahoma City from the worst part of Oklahoma was an experience, because it was mostly highway, which wasn't a problem. It was I-40 or whatever that was, whatever goes in front of work. But leaving El Reno, it becomes almost a Yukon.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just stops being anything and just becomes highway. Like, they tried to gentrify. And there's not a single... Actually, there is, because there was a black guy in who just got out of the lockup at the place who was in a car. I saw him. That's the only reason why I know there's any black people in El Reno, because I'm willing to bet so much money that guy doesn't fucking live there.
Yeah, he just got pulled over in the area.
There's no black people in El Reno. It's all white people. And they you can see at one point in town after Sid's or Suds, whatever burger joint it is, like, if you go just a little bit north, they try to gentrify. There's, like, a bougie Jeep dealership, which bougie being, like, they have, like, wood paneling and shit. They're trying to, like, new age dealerships, you know? And then it just becomes highway and asshole. And it didn't get any further than that. It is the worst fucking place in the United States. Every home you see, you go, I should buy that so I can burn it down and get insurance money.
But then the insurance company's like, this has no value.
It was a $1 policy.
It was like,
it probably costed more for you to get the road flares that you set this off with. Like, it is the fucking worst part of the United States.
There has to be a point at which insurance companies just won't insure something.
Yeah, it's my parents' house.
Okay, no, I mean, because there's no value. I mean, not because of repeated claims.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, that happened to my parents. They couldn't get insurance, and so they sold the place and came down here.
I did not know that was the catalyst for moving.
It wasn't the, it was the, their finger was at the point at which you add any more pressure, the trigger gets pulled, and then their last insurance company went, we're not going to cover this, and they went, neither are we. And they left.
Oh man, did they own the home outright, or was it just a lot of equity?
No, they owned it out.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
They made tons of fucking money on it, but then they had to pay a ton of money to the IRS because they didn't buy a new home.
Yeah, that
if
blows.
If you ever sell your house,
better buy another one quick.
No, you don't have to buy a house. Just buy some type of real estate. Because no matter what, if you don't buy anything within a certain amount of time after selling your house, that money gets taxed. And it's not regular fucking taxes. It's, you owe us everything because we allowed you to live there. That's basically the tax that they're putting you into. It's insane.
What percentage was it?
I don't know, but it was like
20%.
It was like half of what they got off the house. Whoa. In general, like half of the profit at the very least.
That's insane.
They made a huge profit off of it, like over $100,000 off of that, because they sold it during the really big bubble in the last few years.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That makes me so angry.
Yeah, it was nuts.
And I know, like, they'd throw out all their perfectly good furniture in Congress, and then they just purchase, like, new stuff that they don't need. Mm-hmm. Knowing how wasteful their spending is what makes me so mad at how they take so much.
Exactly.
It's like, bro, we don't need to raise taxes. You just need to quit spending money like a teenager. Stupid.
It's rough, dude.
One of the wealthiest countries, and we're also
we
most
retarded.
We are not
retarded. Even close to one of the wealthiest countries. We're not even in 13th place for the freest country.
Damn it.
Yeah. This place...
I was really leaning on that one.
I know. The only thing that makes us the freest country is guns. If they all of a sudden just went, everybody that has a gun in their home, just so you know, we when you bought it, we planted a small explosive in your brain. So they just set all those off. We go down to fucking Cambodia.
Nice.
That quick. The only thing that keeps us from being just North Korea is the fact that we're still able to have guns because they can't do anything about it.
Fuck yeah, they got grandfathered in. Boy.
Yeah. Grandfathers are the best.
They are.
All right. I can't wait any longer. All right.
Oh, I forgot to say this.
Okay.
I didn't start it off with it, so it doesn't feel as genuine. But I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
The Russian word for counterfeits is knockoffs.
That is way too clever for you to come up with that. Who gave you that? Or how long did it take you to get that?
I hadn't been drunk in forever, and all of a sudden, when I could drink, I drank.
That's so good.
I was just like slurring like the word knockoff.
There's a specific amount of people that aren't going to understand why that's so good. That's how good it is.
Yeah, I had another drunken revelation. So, female pirates are just gypsy fortune tellers without dental insurance. If you look like the costumes for them, they're the exact fucking same.
Yeah, I could see that.
And that's
just Scooby-Doo witches.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the end of Ben's drunken, euphoric understandings.
All right. This is the for science segment. I'm not going to give you any information. What I am going to say is you have one of two options. You can either let me hold it, or you can set it on the desk, but you cannot touch it because I don't trust you to not make a mess. It's for your benefit, because if you touch it, if you're holding it, it's going to make a mess. So I can hold it.
Do we need to like move this stuff outside?
No, if I'm holding it or if it's on the desk, it's not going to make a mess. But you can't hold it because judging from what happened today, it will make a mess if you're holding it while we do the for science.
Do I need to get a fucking container?
No.
Because I will go get like a plastic tote to put this in so that it doesn't.
No, it's not going to be something like that.
Okay.
So make that choice. I'll hold it or you can set it down, or I will set it down for you because you can't see what it is until it's done.
Can I set it on this stool?
I would. Yes.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay. All right. So today we have smelling salts.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
So come here.
Wait. We need to capture this audio. Oh, God.
Do I keep a good distance from it?
Get about, it says 6 inches from it.
So what's the best means of doing this? Do I have to, like, empty my lungs and then take a full, or is it just, like, a whiff thing? Do I waft it? What's the...
Empty your lungs and breathe in through your nose. Because that way, one, you'll get the full effects.
Okay.
And you will involuntarily stop breathing in because it'll just catch you and you'll be like, I'm not doing this anymore. And it'll be in a split second. But that way you can get the most in. So you'll have the most of the experience and it will be the best
for the entertainment value. I wish we could video this. Damn it.
We will one day.
Sorry, guys.
All right. About 6 inches from it.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That felt sharp as shit. My arm involuntarily started reaching to push away, and I had to stop myself.
I know, that's why I was holding
my right eye is tearing up immediately.
Yeah.
That felt like someone had a fucking fire poker.
That made you smell your fucking grandma, didn't it?
God, that was like concentrated cat piss.
It was... But how happy are you? Like, how fucking up are you from there? It's like...
God
you reach
damn.
A new level of... Oh, I'm in a fight right now.
Jesus. I feel like I only got it in one nostril.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
You probably have a small deviated septum because I do that too.
Yeah, dude. My nose is immediately running.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Holy shit.
For sure. So I'll just name his name because it's a very generic name. So I was trying to have Seahawk do it.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, make Jason do it first. So I was like, okay. So I just went up to Jason. I told Seahawk everything. I was like, it's smelling salts, whatever, whatever. He goes, I don't trust you. Make Jason do it. So I go up to Jason and I'm like, hey, smell this. And he doesn't ask any questions. He just grabs it from my hand, puts it
into his
nose. Lips it, and then goes, Jesus! And he, like,
throws it at you.
He tried, like, he doesn't let go of it, but some of it comes out of the container. And, like, just, I laughed so hard I fucking tripped and fell onto the ground. It was amazing. Oh, so, and then he went for a second sniff.
I'm tempted to do that. I kind of want to block my other nostril and get another hit.
It's not uncommon.
It feels uneven.
My eyes are watering just opening it.
You need to get a whiff of it.
Oh, I have done it multiple times today.
Oh, God. I felt that just watching you. Oh, shit. Give me that.
It feels like when you accidentally take a breath under, like, chlorinated water. But the smell is more than that.
Man, that is aggressive.
Oh, but you get a fucking bottle of this, you'll never need a fucking Red Bull or anything ever again.
Man, I'm tempted to give that to employees who call in late.
Yeah.
Or, like, sneak up on the people in the office when they're falling asleep. I feel like that is a medical assault, though.
I mean, I got it because, well, what put me on to, like, wanting to get it was the whole Theo Vaughn trying it on Joe Rogan. But then I started falling asleep the other day on the way home, and I'm like, I can fix this, and I know how.
I'm ready.
So I just got it, and I haven't dozed off since on the road.
Fuck, dude. That's such a sharp... It feels like a spear is literally being shoved into your nose.
Yeah. It's like, and it's not a regular spear. It's a spear that's made out of fire.
Yeah.
Cold, green fire that also smells like a frog.
But yeah.
I feel like it smells kind of froggy. And it might be because I think ammonia is in formaldehyde, mm-hmm. but it just takes me back to when we dissected frogs in biology. That smell. But man, it is. So... I first got it. I opened it up, immediately smelled it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's it? It was like, yeah, it smells like ammonia. That's it. And then I look in the bottle and there's like a little like spoon. I'm like, what the fuck? So I read the back of it and it goes, put a spoonful included of water in to the container, shake it up. And then it's good. So I was like, okay.
Give you a false sense of confidence.
Almost put my head through the back of my fucking seat.
Oh my God.
That's how big of a difference it was. It was insane.
Wow. How much did that bottle cost?
Like $16.
That's awesome. I don't want to put the brand out there.
Yeah, no, there's better brands. This isn't the one that like Rogan had. This was just a brand on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but it is not for the faint of heart. I can't imagine that this is what regular smelling salts are like, because this is... I don't want them to be worse than this, because this was fucking... It is crazy.
That feels dangerous. Do you need this?
No, I'm fine.
That feels dangerous. It feels like a weapon.
Kind of. I mean, it kind of is. That's how you get people to... I mean, back in the day, that smelling salts were used to, like, revive people, rejuvenate people, wake them up and stuff. When they faint, but bodybuilders started using them, so they made them fucking hardcore. And now it's like, it's just breathing fire into your asshole.
Pretty much, yeah. That was deep and far-reaching.
It goes all the way to the back of your head. And you didn't even know you had glands back there.
Yeah. You're 100% right. That was wild.
Man, did that help me get into work this morning.
How long is your drive now?
33 to 35 minutes.
So just add like 10 minutes to your commute, right?
Yeah, about 20 minutes, yeah.
20 minutes?
Yeah, I get there in about 15. So I guess it added about 15 to 20, depending on the range or how fast I'm going.
Oh, okay.
To here, it's about 53 minutes in regular good traffic. I don't want to know what it's like in rush hour.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
So since I'm not going to be in El Reno right after work next week, that'll give us a judgment. Because I'm going to be coming from home. That'll give us a good, accurate, like, judgment on how long it takes to get here. And then we can experiment on times after that.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can just come straight here afterwards if that becomes a problem.
Yeah.
Whew. That is fucking wild. That's such a crappy distance.
Yeah, it's like just perfectly out in the middle of nowhere.
And I can't think of any highways that are right next to you. I'm not too good with the geography.
So you get on OK3, which is Northwest Expressway.
Okay, yeah.
And then the fastest way would be to get on, well, I don't know for sure if it's the fastest way, but the closest highway to Highway 3 would be the Turnpike, which I don't have a Pike Pass in my car. But I don't have one in her car either right now. We have one. We just haven't put it in.
Oh, you left it with the Prius?
I don't know if we...
Did you clear out the Prius?
Yeah, I don't think we actually even had a Pike Pass in the Prius.
You should have taken the lithium batteries out of the Prius before you sold it.
Oh, the Prius. For some reason, I even said it. The Jetta, I don't think we even had the Pike Pass on the Jetta. The Prius does not have a Pike Pass. It's right now parked in the middle of my parents' yard because we need a marriage certificate to sell it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So there's going to be a salvage place.
Yeah, they offered me like $1,000.
Fuck yeah.
I think it was like $800 or something like that. And I was like,
100%.
And the towing is included. Like they come and pick it up. So I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, get
but
it out
then,
of here.
we got to get a new title too because my wife is so flustered. I did it while I was in class, which obviously I shouldn't have. I know. Blah, yeah, I get it. I was very flustered as well. And technically I started it while we were on break and it went a little too long. But then she ended up signing her maiden name and then printing her married name in both of those in the wrong spot on the title.
Fuck.
And then she brought it into the tag agency and he went, it's okay. I'll just pretend I didn't see it that way. Just retype it and then or rewrite it, whatever. And he goes, I am going to need your marriage certificate to prove your, you know, name because it's under her maiden name. And she goes, well, you don't have one of those. So, yeah, don't lose your marriage certificate because
such an inconvenience.
It is. It should not be.
Well.
As a couple, you should get a tax ID number. Marriage is not a thing.
It's a business partnership.
It should only be that, according to the government. And you should get a tax ID number because you made a commitment in a civil union. But to use a religious document to create a governmental document... To then say that is your ability to claim things as two people being one entity is fucking ridiculous because that concept doesn't exist anywhere else. Just get a, there should be a civil union that creates a singular tax ID number, and that should be your thing that you can present, and it should be on all federal databases. The tag agency should not have to have me bring that shit in because it's in the computer in somebody in the fucking Capitol's computer. Like, it's in there if you just fucking look it up. And that should be available to the tag agency.
Yeah, because it's their job to have that information.
Like, morally, no, it shouldn't. It shouldn't be there.
But if we're going to do it right.
If we're going to just not have privacy, that's one of the things that I'm willing to go, well, if you can see my dick from space, you should also be able to find the fact that we got fucking married.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous that you can't.
Having the perversion of being that invasive with the information should not only be to their benefit. It should be to everyone's benefit, or it shouldn't be at all.
And for you cool guys up in Wisconsin, a tag agency is it's like the DMV, but all of the things that the DMV does up in Wisconsin, they outsource that to private businesses that get a tag agency license. So the only thing you go to the DMV for is to be told that you need to go to your local tag agency down here. Yeah. DMV is only for getting your driver's license. That's it. That's literally it.
I don't think we call it that either.
Yeah, you do have DMV. Department of Motor Vehicles, you do have it. But
our place that we go to test isn't called a DMV.
Really?
Yeah, well, we even call it that. Well, I don't know why we do it that way. It's weird.
Well, a lot of states do it. And it's it's definitely better because you have less lines to go through at your tag agency than
for
we did.
Stuff?
Yeah, than we used to have. When in Wisconsin, going to the DMV it's more than a chore. You clear your schedule
and you get there early.
Yeah, you take the day off because you don't know how long you're going to wait.
It's a midnight release of a video game. You wait in line.
Yeah, you wait in line and it's all those fucking turnbuckles and shit. And a lot of them, like the one in Fond du Lac, there's that red like tape looking machine that's like the butcher's take a number thing. You take a number and you wait and you go sit down and you read a bunch of magazines that are just about
highlights.
Yeah. It's
5 years.
There's like probably one people's magazine that's being hoarded by the one old white lady. And then every other one is like DMV magazines where every page says cycles have equal rights or whatever. Like it's just all like it's complete bullshit.
I feel like in my heart, there's also a crossword magazine, but most of them are solved.
Oh, they're all filled out. Yeah. Like you'll get today's
like a
paper,
Sudoku.
But you'll get today's paper tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. It sounds like ass.
So like that, a lot of people in the United States who have tag agencies don't understand that scene in Zootopia where they go to the DMV and they have that sloth. Have you seen Zootopia?
Yeah. That's actually a good movie.
The sloth where he's like, you know, he's like comically slow and shit. That's not like an exaggeration. That's what it's like being at the DMV.
Yeah.
They just boil it down to being at the fucking desk. It's bad. Even the fucking DMV here, I don't remember why I had to go, but I went once years ago and I was like, it still took me like an hour just to see somebody and there wasn't a line. Yeah.
You just like walked in and you were done?
No, I walked in and waited for somebody to go. Oh, yeah, come here. After I said what I needed to the guy at the front. Like, it's just bad. It's like a farm.
Is it like a weird power trip thing?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a trickle-down power trip. It's like going to a farm. I mean, it's like going to a pharmacy. Because it's the same process. You go, my name says in this. You should have something for this name. Once you get to the desk, the only problem is there's 1,300 people in front of you and you don't see them because most of them are on the computer and it's just files they have to process, but they treat it like it's a line. So they're doing the work, but you don't get to see it. And so they don't notice you and you're thinking they're retarded, but they may not be. They may just be in a fucking dead end job doing what they do. Now, with what I do and how, like, you know, being in a job and having a career at a desk and shit, I can sympathize with them. But back when I went to the DMV, can't imagine how fucking pissed I was. You thought I was pissed yesterday when what I told you was going to happen happened and nobody fucking listened to me? You thought I was pissed yesterday? Dude, you wouldn't understand how bad the DMV is. It's so bad. And it's 100% worse in Wisconsin. Because we don't have tag agencies. It's a public thing, and they don't outsource to private businesses like we do here. But yeah, even the tag agency doesn't have access to the thing that says, oh, this lady changed her name, and it's this, and I can just see it on the computer because it's in a state government database that I have access to. It's just not there. They don't have the ability to look it up. It's just not part of, like, any type of system. Yeah. All it is a piece of paper, and you have to have it.
Our information infrastructure in Oklahoma is ass. Absolute ass.
Yeah.
There's, like, a department when I was working for the government back in the day that literally spent their time converting documentation, like old handwritten documents, to computer digital files.
Yep.
And, like, they still couldn't even get that right.
I had a friend that contract. She works for OSBI now, but she temped for a place that did that. Yeah, she's like, this is, like, the most mundane, boring fucking job. It's no wonder the things don't get right.
Yeah, there's no drive to do that. It's not like if you convert the records faster or more efficiently than anyone else that there's going to be a position open for you, because after a while, once you get to a certain level, you stop. You have to become elected to be your boss.
Yeah.
And most of these people go to work, grind their soul out of their body from 9 to 5, go home, and just, like, decompress watching Netflix or something.
Yeah.
They're not going to go poll, shake hands, deliver flyers, put together, like, a task force so that they can get a, you know, position next year when the elections take place. That's just not going to happen.
Well, and we say that, and then we're also we are the only state in the United States that has a designated federal narcotics task force based in their state. We are also the only place that has a federal crimes unit that I know of called the OSBI. The only other thing I can think of is the Texas Rangers, and I don't think it's the same.
No, I think every state has a ranger agency.
Yeah, but OSBI is not the ranger agency. It's not the same thing. The Texas Rangers, I don't know what the Texas Rangers are. OSBI is Oklahoma's FBI for Oklahoma. The FBI doesn't have to come here as much as they do other states because we have the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation.
I wonder if that was just to keep some of the seedy shit that we do in our own backyard.
It's 100% why. My grandpa helped drive the mob out of Oklahoma. They did it so well that Paramount made a series called Tulsa King. It's about Sylvester Stallone getting out of prison as a mob capo in New England and being sent to Tulsa because Tulsa is, like, fair game for the mob, like, because nobody's been there. That's how good they did at driving out the mob. The mob built Oklahoma City and Tulsa, period.
Nice.
Every single piece of construction up until around the 80s was mob owned and built. That's how fucking good they did that they made a series about how the mob's not here. It's like, it is fucking seedy. There's no wonder why we are very Texas in our law enforcement. Texas being the only state that sees itself as a different country. Like, we see ourselves as a different country when it comes to crimes because we're the ones committing the crimes. Yeah. This place sucks. Texas is Oklahoma's poop.
Okay.
No, wait, no. I mean the opposite. Oklahoma is Texas's poop. That's what I meant.
Except they're like a three-year-old who has their butt over their face.
They're like a three-year-old that pulls the poop out of their ass.
And that's us.
And they go, "Mom, I made a poo-poo."
He just screams holding it. So there's like a mixture of emotions that the parent can't process.
Yeah.
It's like, one, I'm angry that you're yelling. Two, I'm surprised because you startled me, and now I'm angry that you startled me. Three, I wasn't prepared to see your new lipstick.
If it weren't for Tulsa...
And I'm panicking that you don't spread it anywhere.
If it weren't for Tulsa, financially, I think Oklahoma would have been absorbed into a different or multiple different states.
Yeah, 100%.
Because Tulsa is the only reason why... concerts happen, like big, like concerts. You don't see big concerts at the fucking Paycom Center. They're at the BOK in Tulsa.
You have the Zoo Amp and then Pryor.
But that's what I'm saying. Like it's people come to bands and like shows come to Oklahoma because it's on their way to Austin, Dallas, and Houston.
I can 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
Even some of like the big art. Well, okay. A lot of the artists for like metal, the main genre I like to listen to, avoid Oklahoma like a plague. And yeah. I don't know if it's because of the stigma that we have for being a Bible Belt, or if the crowd turnout just is piss poor, or just no one wants to play metal in Oklahoma.
I think it's a lot of both of those, because it's one, there's nobody here. Two, the people that are here
aren't interested in metal.
No, not that. Because there's plenty of people here that are interested in metal, but they all fucking suck.
I can confirm.
And they can't afford to go to shows, so why come here?
Just can put also out albums confirm.
Because we'll listen. We'll listen to the
we
album.
We'll buy them, but we'll stream them.
Yeah. Oklahoma is the armpit of the United States. We don't have industry. All other places in the country have divided what industry we do have into just a piece of what they do.
Yeah, they all
equal
contribute.
What we can do. Yeah, it's just like we should have been absorbed into Texas. We could have fucking been absorbed into like some weird subsidiary of Minnesota, and it would make sense.
It would make more sense than what we are now.
Yeah, we are the dumbest fucking state. What are we, 49th in a nation for education?
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm scared to check.
We're in the 40s. That was the last thing I heard. We were in the 40s, but I can't remember what it was, like 49th or 43rd or something like that. Like, that's not good because we have states that are smaller and bigger than us. We should not be anywhere near either of the ends. There's only 50 states.
Yeah, and after a certain point, it just looks like you're not trying, and I think there's some truth to that.
Two of them aren't even here. One of them exists in the coldest hell imaginable, and they have a better education than we do.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I don't even have an excuse for it.
There isn't an excuse.
Like, I want to defend us. Like,
we're trying.
We're not.
I mean, like, because if we were in Afghanistan, they'd go, yeah, there's no education system. But we have an education system. There's no excuse.
It's almost like we're trying to make it bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
My mom. She'll never listen to this. My mom works at a private school. Okay. She's the principal of a private school. Now, when I say private school, every white, black, Mexican, Asian, fucking gay, straight, libertarian person is going to go, oh, private school. Yeah, must be fancy. Everybody's wearing like a uniform. No, my mother is on Obamacare. The federal healthcare system, because she's not offered any benefits.
Oops.
Yeah.
She knew that before she started working there.
Yes.
So that's on her.
Yes. I mean, she was working at like an inner city school, like where she was afraid for her life every day because there were people getting their shit pushed in every day.
She switched schools?
Yeah, she was working at like or something like that. And now she's working in some private school. And yeah, no, it's like private, even private schools down here can't afford to fucking give their people benefits. There's no benefits. And she's making half as much as she was making at the other school.
I mean, safety does have to be factored into
it. For sure, for sure.
And I get that, but I'm a numbers guy. I like to play the odds and see how long I could skate along without getting stabbed, where the medical bills would offset the income that I made.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's her choice. I think she made the right choice, and they're doing fine. I mean, but the fact that she has to be on a federal healthcare system, which is completely... like, just the existence of that is completely against
America.
America.
Yeah. That's some Russian shit.
It's so crazy. Like, I think there should be some type of, like, healthcare available to people who are homeless, but not to fucking teachers. They shouldn't need it in the first place.
Yeah. You should give them an affordable wage. And I think someone, like, calculated the cost that a teacher should be paid, and they based it off of, like, they made the argument, they were playing devil's advocate, and they said, even if you don't think there's any value to the education that they're receiving at the school, because they're not teaching the things that you want them to teach, they're still offering a daycare service. And if that's the minimum, what you do, they like average the cost of like what you'd pay a 14-year-old to watch your kids when you're going out for movie night.
Mm-hmm.
And then they extrapolated that for the hours that they were watching and then the days that they were watching, and then and they were making like about six figures.
Yeah.
Like the value is insane. They're grossly underpaid.
Well, and let me tell you this. The federal health care plan that she's on, that my dad is included on, and he's not employed, he doesn't have a job, he doesn't have health care offered to him, so it's them, both of them, on a joint health care plan with the government. $1,300 a month.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Then what's the point then?
It's still cheaper than going to the doctor with no insurance.
That's like that episode of South Park where they got tired of flying airplanes because the TSA was raping them. And so they sit on the fuck cycle. Like, well, it's easier than flying.
Yeah. It's exactly like that.
So you're having to like jerk off two things and get boned in the butt while you suck off a knob.
It's, you either get raped by surprise or you do it consensually. Yeah. But it's still rape.
And aren't we required to have health insurance as well now?
No. We're required to have, well...
it's required to be offered by employers. But I'm saying...
yeah.
Don't you have to prove that you were insured? Or you get tax documentation that prove that you were insured.
Is it a 1095? Is that what you get? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. I think you are required to have health insurance. Which is crazy. Like, I understand I think it's stupid, but I understand requiring to have... like car insurance, because like that's putting, because
you're electing to have a vehicle
and you're putting other people at risk, and that car insurance covers those people. Whether my dick is an Innie or an Audi does not have anything to do with anybody else.
Yeah. And it shouldn't be someone else's tax burden.
Yeah. That's crazy. Fucking America, dude. If I didn't hate, and I don't know if I said this to you or if I said it to my wife. I found out I'm very racist.
Uh-oh.
I hate English people. I can't even, like, describe it.
Like, British?
Yeah. I don't want to. I love Australian people. And their accent's so close, so it can't just be that.
Yeah.
But I hear these fucking talk, and I just want to go into another Revolutionary War. I get so angry.
Your hands start shaking for some tea.
I've never felt this before, but here in the last couple months.
I'm about to get a lot of tea off a boat real quick.
I just get so angry. And I would, if it weren't for the fact that I fucking hate the English with a very, very xenophobic passion that I don't want to have. It's like an unconsensual hate that I have for the English. If I didn't hate them that much, I'd rather fucking live there. Because they don't have to care about their government because somebody tells them what to do and they don't have any freedom. Like, there's a point where freedom is a burden and the United States is getting there.
Yeah.
Because we keep choosing fucking retards to be in charge.
Yeah, I mean, there's a financial incentive to serve in Congress. It's not serving the public anymore. It's serving their own interests. Which, I mean, there needed to be a way around that. Oh, yeah, there is. We elect them.
But no, we still keep electing them. That's not the way around it. That's not the way around it. It was built into the foundation of this country. No, this is not a call to violence. But the way around it is we dump your tea in the ocean and then we fucking kill you until you stop coming at us and then we start over. That's what the Second Amendment is for. A protection against tyranny. If it gets to a certain point where it becomes tyranny, which some people would argue that it has, some people would argue it hasn't yet, but it's built in there. Same with the First Amendment. You start with protests, you start yelling, screaming, this isn't fair. And when it becomes a problem that yelling and screaming isn't taken care of, you stop it with force. That's why the citizens of the United States are allowed to take up arms in the first place. And no, that didn't happen on January 6th. That's not what happened on January 6th. If you think that's what happened on January 6th, I don't want you to listen to this podcast because you're fucking stupid. What happened on January 6th was a bunch of stupid people got together with a bunch of other stupid people who got together with a bunch of fucking federal agents and they went into a building that they were allowed to be in and then got shot at and then shot at the fucking people that were shooting at them.
And then got incarcerated.
It doesn't matter. They were incarcerated without cause and most of them are still incarcerated in solitary confinement and have not been charged.
Yeah.
2 years ago, people. That was 3 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Huh. But it gave them reason to not be upset when Andrew Tate was in Romanian prison for doing nothing wrong because they didn't charge him with anything while he was in investigation and he was in solitary confinement. He just got out, and now he's on house arrest. And he looks like he's about to bomb a fucking church.
He not, like, spoken on the matter?
Yeah, he's made a couple posts, but, like, I'm not a fan of Andrew Tate.
You don't have to like somebody to want their rights defended. I can I can want to defend someone else's rights out of self-preservation. Because I know that if I don't speak up for him, it's going to be my turn eventually. And we got to stop it before it gets too
close. That's what America was founded on, is defending other people's rights, whether you agree with them or not, because they're rights.
Yeah, it's like a giant ass pile of TNT, and the fuse is a mile long. One of us has to cut the wick before it blows up, because we all die.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, he just got out, and he's on house arrest. And so he had it. You know what he looks like, right?
Yeah.
Shaved head, shaved face, all this stuff. Well, he's like horseshoe, a sprinkle on the top, and incarceration beard.
Nice.
He looks like he's ready to bomb a mosque. Like this guy, if he wasn't Muslim right now, which he is. Like he looks like
he took up Muslim?
Yeah, before
Islam?
Before he went to prison, he took up Islam. I don't think he's actually Muslim, but it had to do with like how they treat their women, I think, is what happened. And he took up Islam. He's not the greatest guy. I don't know if you know about this, but nothing was proven legally about what he did. Like, it doesn't matter what he did until he actually gets fucking evidence against him. And when the people that were supposedly accusing him go, we never accused him of that. And then they publicly go, judge, he didn't do this. And then the judge goes, you were brainwashed, and sends them away. Well, there's a fucking problem.
Yeah.
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 And doesn't matter how bad he is. He deserves a trial. It could be by combat, but he deserves a trial, not an incarceration during investigation. That's ridiculous.
Was he deemed a flight risk or something?
Yeah. He said on a video, I can do whatever I want here. The Romanian government's so corrupt, they're not going to do anything anyway. Like, that's a video that he put out like a year ago. Like, yeah, he was deemed a flight risk, but that's not why they incarcerated him. It's part of their judicial process is to incarcerate while they investigate high crimes.
That's, but they never charged him with
a
crime?
They never charged him with anything.
Ooh.
They still haven't. Technically, he's still incarcerated, but he's now on house arrest. So, I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy to feel this much sympathy for a legitimate, definitely piece of shit type guy. I don't like the guy, but
again,
I mean, it's like
someone's
got to
cut
doing?
The fuse.
Yeah,
someone's got to cut the. I'm glad that's not here.
It is here. What do you mean? There's like a couple hundred people in the jail in Washington, D.C. for walking into a Capitol and being shown around by the police officers.
Ooh.
And nobody cares about that because they weren't the most searched man on the internet for a year.
I think the part that bothers me the most, other than the obvious infringement of rights, is that even people on the opposite side of the fence, like Democrats and Republicans, they can't stand up and say that was wrong without being ostracized by their own group, or at least they're so stricken by fear
Absolutely.
That they are muted. And they can't stand up for what is truly right, regardless of, like, your political leaning.
Yeah. And people get hung up on the Ashley Babbitt shooting, which the lady got that got shot in the head in the Capitol. People get all up in arms because, that's the only person that died in the building from the thing. They'll say some police officers died outside during the protest. They didn't. They died a couple days later. It didn't happen. The one person that died in the Capitol was a woman, Air Force veteran, I think. Her name was Ashley Babbitt, and security shot her in the head as she was trying to get through a window that was busted open in the door. Now, different accounts will say that she was trying to stop the people that were trying to get through that door by... And she was in front of that horde. And it was a big horde of people trying to get into that door.
Mm-hmm.
She got on the other side of the door, or she was trying to get on the other side of the door to help block it. And she got shot. And people get hung up on that. One side of the aisle will say, well, she was, you know, doing something that was threatening. She was trying to get through the door and they shot her. The other side will say, well, she was trying to stop the thing. And also, she wasn't doing anything wrong in general. But the reality is the guy that shot her saw a person emerging from a group. The group was inherently threatening because it was a group of angry people.
It was a mob.
And somebody was coming out after they were warned to stop. Whether she was trying to help or not, she got shot. That's a good shoot. And that's not something to get hung up on. What you need to get hung up on is how the fuck did those people get in there in the first place? They opened the doors. That's a fact.
Yeah.
The police went, come on in. That's not a disputable problem. That's what happened. It's on video. It's a fact. So stop getting hung up on who did what, and how about we get hung up on the fact that people are in jail and have been for 3 years without charges, and the charges that they are being pressed with, or whatever, what they're being accused of is misdemeanor trespassing,
which is not an arrestable offense.
Solitary confinement.
Which is the most aggressive form of imprisonment. like people have deemed it inhumane.
And yeah, it's
and
just
and that's
it's a war. It's a fucking war. I'm pretty sure it's a war crime to do it to anybody else.
But we can do it to ourselves
we can
without
do it to ourselves
any.
Because we're not at war with
crimes.
Ourselves technically, but we are.
Yeah,
I don't think we ever fucking stop.
No, and it's that tribalism. That's what makes it so dangerous. Everyone is gonna dig their heels in. And I honestly don't think that there's a single person that's Republican that views all of the Republican policies and backs them 100%.
Of course
or
not.
Democratic
absolutely
that,
not.
That backs all of their stuff.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Liberals, conservatives. Like, everyone has different opinions, mm-hmm. and it's more nuanced than that. So when people dig their heels in like that, because they're afraid of losing an inch, the whole foundation of our justice system, or of our legal system, the government that we built, it loses its meaning. It loses its purpose. It's not doing its job anymore.
Here's a good example of it, and it'll get us into a little bit of pop culture. Have you seen the whole Bud Light shenanigans that are going on?
I had briefly heard Horatio say something about Kid Rock shooting a bunch of Bud Lights.
So there's this trans person named Dylan Mulvaney. I don't know what they started as. I don't know what they're trying to be.
So
I just know that their name is Dylan.
So we're not trying to dead name. If we misspeak, it is out of genuine error.
No, I don't care about that. I'm just stating a fact. What I know is a person who wears a dress and heels and is a meme on the internet. Their name is Dylan Mulvaney. What's Ben Shapiro's network called? Daily Wire has been on this person's ass ever since they got pretty big. Specifically, one of the guys, which I can't remember their name, who's been like has a hard on for trans people, which, you know, that's their beliefs or whatever. But like, he's gone nuts on trans people. Like, it became his singular focus. And it's like, I think it's going to fucking end his career because you can only go so far. I wish I had his name because I think it would.
It's worth people looking into.
It would be worth, because I think some of the stuff he says is like interesting, and I think some of the stuff he says is very like real and true. And the way he feels is obviously the way he feels, and I think it's important to understand other people's feelings. But I think Daily Wire caught wind of the virality at which he was catching on in his statements and his, and so they it just kind of snowballed into this internet hatred of this person who did not have that big of a following.
And now they do because of the
Daily Wire.
Yeah.
And so this trans person named Dylan Mulvaney, I didn't see the whole video. It was a TikTok.
You gotta be careful with the mic cord.
It was a TikTok where I guess they had a sponsorship with Bud Light or Budweiser. And so they were like doing like a review of Bud Light, which is like
everyone
LGBT
knows.
Stuff aside, super gay.
I'm pretty sure we've reviewed Bud Light.
Yeah, because that's our shtick.
Yeah, no, that's like, that's fair.
There's something about this person that screams, "This is a." We're doing this on purpose type thing. Like, they keep upping the ante a little
bit.
Like
antagonizing people.
Where, no, she or he, I don't know what they go by. So I'm getting confused. But it's not like they're trying to antagonize people. I personally believe no matter what's going on inside this person and how they feel or what's going on, what's causing them transition or whatever, I personally believe that the notoriety has caused them to kind of shoulder into the oddness and the character. That's a good word, because it's not just that they're trans. It's that they're Dylan Mulvaney. And they're becoming this caricature that the Daily Wire has created with them, trying to fight them. They've created this character of Dylan Mulvaney, which is this weird person that hikes in high heels and does all this funny shit, which was like just regular things that people did when they were on Vine like 5 years ago. Right. Like, it's just like, it's so weird how big this got. But anyway, Bud Light did this, sponsored them, or I don't know how it happened. Maybe, I don't know if Bud Light gave them like a 30 pack or whatever, or if they gave them money to review beers. I don't know exactly what the situation was because I only saw a clip of it, but Bud Light's catching some shit. I don't know what the country star's name was, but he canceled all his shows in certain spots.
Jason Aldean.
No, Jason Aldean's like full on, if you're gay, suck my dick. In a good way. Yeah. Same with like most country people are, like in the
Zachary
scene.
Brown.
I think
Zach Brown's too chill to care about someone's sexuality.
I don't think Zach Brown exists.
He's an industry plant.
I think he's like Mumford and his sons. They're the same person.
Hootie, but also his blowfish. Darius Rucker.
Which is definitely not that fucker's name, by the way. I don't know what his name is, but nobody's name is Darius Rucker. Black, white, or fucking pink.
Yeah, I fucking love that name. That is the manufactured name. It's too perfect. It's like American processed cheese.
But anyway, everybody's like, everybody on the right is like full on fucking Bud Light is over party, cancel Bud Light. And it's like, no. That's Shane Gillis's favorite drink.
Don't you dare take that from him. He already lost SNL.
We're not doing that.
He lost SNL, damn it.
It makes me want to drink more Bud Lights. And I'm not like a big like LGB like fucking advocate. Like, I could care less about any of this shit. But the more what I would consider my people say, fuck Bud Light, these fucking queers, I'm just like, okay, more for me? You guys are really going crazy about it. It doesn't make any sense. This guy, this person was a nobody until like a week ago. Nobody. Who the only people were talking about them were the people on Daily Wire and then people talking about the specific segments on Daily Wire when they were talking about this person. Nobody. And then all of a sudden, fucking my fucking beer company goes, you can have some free ones, and we're all in on the hate. And it makes absolutely no sense. It makes me so angry, but also, I joker laugh on the inside. It makes me so happy, because the more things fall apart, the more...
There will be a voice of reason that pierces through all the bullshit.
No. The more confirmed I feel in my feelings, and it makes me go, I knew this was going to fucking happen.
Like that satisfaction of saying, called it or I told you so?
Yeah.
Is that what you're...
Yeah, I'm the canary in the butthole mine.
Oh, God, that again.
And I've been screaming for years, and nobody's listening, so now I'm just laughing. This fucking thing has gone way too far. But not far. Like, it, now that it's tripped over whatever fucking ledge that that made it go too far, now I'm thinking, it's like, no, keep going. This isn't far enough. Let's end this thing. Because you can't go back. You can't go, we're going to back off. Everything's fine. You can't. Because everybody's kind of way too much. It isn't like two people or two sides meeting at a line.
It's like
sides.
Trench warfare, but the trenches are in every direction.
Yeah.
And everywhere is no man's land.
It's two sides meeting at a line, and that line is just getting higher up in the air and becoming a fucking mountain, and eventually it's going to be an avalanche, and I'm going to be on a fucking snowboard, and I'm going to be kicking ass. I don't know what acid I touched, but within this recording, these two holes in my pants have formed.
Fuck yeah. That's some quick acting stuff.
Yeah, I'm so happy this place is fucking on fire.
I bet it was that fucking smelling salt, like a granule of it popped out of your fucking pants.
It might be.
It just melted
that
through.
That makes sense.
God, this stuff is acid. Listener, if you have an opportunity to try it in a safe, controlled environment, don't.
Yeah, no, there's no reason to, unless you're like...
an idiot like us.
Trying to be an animal.
sniff it voluntarily twice.
All right, bye.
Love you guys.